Good day, Australia. You're tuned into the weekly insurance news wrap with your host, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's unpack the latest news from our insurance industry, making headlines this first Sunday of 2026. In what might be called a sterling start to the year, Sterling Insurance is making waves. The firm, a unit of Melbourne-based ATC Insurance Solutions, has secured a professional indemnity binding authority with Lloyd's. This move enhances Australian brokers' control over product offerings and pricing. Sterling's foray expands to cover professionals from various industries, from construction, marine, energy, aviation, to training providers. Their enhanced offerings assure brokers faster decision-making and terms with more certainty. With this, Sterling reaffirms their commitment to innovation, securing a firmer foothold in the Australian professional indemnity insurance market. On a related note, the Australian Treasury is initiating a process of consultation to enhance professional indemnity insurance. The aim is to bolster the compensation scheme of last resort, which provides up to $150,000 for consumers facing financial loss due to misconduct and lack of redress options. This initiative seeks to strengthen professional indemnity insurance as a first line of defense, thereby reducing dependence on the compensation scheme. With stakeholders urged to offer feedback until the 13th of February, we can surely expect more development on this front. Moving on to another breaking news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority recently delivered a landmark ruling. QBE Insurance was directed to honor an arson claim linked to a restaurant in spite of the director's undisclosed criminal history. This serves as an unambiguous reminder for comprehensive transparency in insurance applications. In such cases, insurers need to fairly assess the tangible impact of such non-disclosures before rejecting claims. A cue for all business owners out there, review your policies to ensure accuracy. To cap off, the largest strata insurance underwriting agency in Australia, CHU, has published its 2025 State of the Strata Market Report. The report sheds light on industry stability despite evolving challenges. A modest 2.8% increase in strata insurance premiums was reported, mirroring the affordability against the rise in household incomes. Despite the looming climate events, CHU urges the importance of climate risk management. Moreover, they emphasize on keeping up with key regulatory changes regarding transparency, consumer protection, and professional standards. And that's your weekly insurance wrap from Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay covered. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off until next Sunday. Remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for all your personal and business insurance needs. Stay safe and remember, you're always best insured. Goodbye for now, Australia.